that label can't wait. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard it locked out, jailbird, sing that.
On this day back in 1977, Elvis Presley found dead, lying on the floor in his bathroom, died of heart failure, age of 42 years old. This is one of his best, in my opinion. Jailhouse Rock. Heartbreak Hotel is first number one, starred in 31 films. He holds the record for most entries on the U.S. Hot 100 chart with 154. And then later became the first rock and roll artist to be honored by the U.S. Postal Service with a stamp. And if you were around back then, and I imagine most of you were, you can recall there was a vote. You want skinny young Elvis or not so skinny older Elvis on your stamp? And if I recall correctly, it was skinny young Elvis that won that vote and ended up on the postage stamp. On this day, back in 1977, Elvis Presley died at the age of 42 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us as we roll through hour one of the program. A new report says that inflation is costing the average American $717 per month. That's not everyone, but it is the average. That's according to a new analysis by the Joint Economic Committee. The financial squeeze stems from the rising cost of a number of everyday goods, including cars, rent, food, health care. Consumer price index climbed 8.5% from the previous year in July, hovering near a four-decade high. The Joint Economic Committee Republicans launched the State Inflation Tracker back in April to monitor how much higher prices are costing Americans across the U.S. Prices did not change from June to July of 2022, but still high, increasing 13.3% from January 2021 to July of 2022. That is costing the average American household $717 more in July 2022 than in January of 2021. Even if prices stopped increasing altogether, the inflation that already occurred between August 2021 and July 2022, so 1 year, would cost the average American household an extra $8,607 a year. American workers have seen some wage gains in recent months, but inflation has eroded those entirely. Real average hourly earnings actually decreased by 0.5% in July from the previous month when accounting for higher consumer prices. On an annual basis, real earnings dropped 3% in July. Lower energy prices did help last month, as you well know if you've been out to the gas station recently. Here in Hillsdale on the way in this morning, $3.89. Better than it was a month ago, but nowhere near as good as it was, say, 2 years ago. Cost of energy did fall 4.6% in July. Other prices surged. Groceries up 1.3%. Paying more for cereal, chicken, milk, fresh vegetables. And the report from the Joint Economic Committee Republicans saying the average American is paying $717 more per month due to inflation. And you know it, and you feel it, and you know it's true. This is what Democrats can't explain away. The White House spokesperson can say 0% inflation in July and not notice, not mention that it's up still 8.5% year over year, more since January of 2021. I don't know how many of you guys out there, you know, do that monthly budget and at the end of the month come through and say, all right, here is everything, the thing that came in, here is everything that went out. We do that in my household. And if you compare what is expected to be spent, because we've not adjusted our expected expenditures yet, probably should, considering inflation appears here to stay. But you can see very clearly how much more you're spending on energy costs, utility costs, food costs, grocery costs. You know, you run down the list, and it's all more than it was 12 months ago, 18 months ago. And at the end of the month, you know, little by little, sometimes you don't notice. Maybe that trip to the grocery store costs, it used to be $60, you know, maybe for what you need for a week, and now it's 66. It's 10% more. But you add up all of that at the end of the month, and it becomes real money. And that's, you know, money that could be used for any number of different things, whether it be back-to-school costs that are happening for families across the state this month, whether it be investing in, you know, a college fund or getting set for college costs down the road, whether it even be a retirement fund that's you're not funding your 401k or your Roth IRA as much as you might have been able to a year ago. Everyone is feeling this. And again, the president today is going to be signing the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. And we know it's not going to do a thing about inflation. It's going to spend billions on green energy. It's going to spend billions on various things, but it's not going to do much. It's not going to do anything, various studies have shown, to address inflation across the country. And what happens closer? I told you earlier this hour, there's sort of the siren going off about what's happening in these Senate races in various states, Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, because the National Republican Senatorial Committee is pulling back on its spending, or at least pushing it closer to Election Day. And that's an alert. That's a red alert. That's a problem. It's something we have to be aware of. But after this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, the IRS Expansion Act, in reality, is signed today, and inflation does not budge these next few months. And you head to Election Day, Election Week, Election Month, and inflation is just as big of a problem then as it is now. Well, voters think about that. Well, they think they've been lied to, once again, by Democrats. Call it an Inflation Reduction Act, and nothing is actually happening to reduce the costs, to bring down inflation, to change what I'm paying at the grocery store, to change what I'm paying for electricity every month. That's a problem if it happens, and I think it's more likely than not it does happen. Problem for Democrats could be better news for Republicans, both across the state and across the country. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Tuesday Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog. Puppy mills and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.